Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the second high-level meeting with secretaries to the government at his residence yesterday. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed the future action agenda of ministries and departments dealing with finance and economy, commerce and industry, and technology sectors. The meeting focused on accelerating progress towards the goals of Viksit Bharat. The Lok Sabha will resume the discussion on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 today. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh moved the bill for consideration and passing in the House yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. Moving the bill yesterday, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the new legislation reaffirms the government's deep commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and the youth of this country.
You must compliment Prime Minister Modi and this government. It has finished an unfinished task which you should have accomplished. In 2024, this bill was brought in to reassure the students that their future is safe. So we learned from the experience of the 2024 Act and the subsequent sequence of events, like any responsible government should do. And therefore, this amendment is being brought in to make the law more stringent, and to ensure speedy justice, so that the credibility of all these exams gets enhanced and gets reinstated.
Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra accused the government of failing to protect the interests of the students and weakening the education system.
This bill contains no concrete measures to prevent paper leaks. How will this build confidence among the country's youth? Merely forming new committees will not suffice, regardless of who heads them. The Radhakrishnan Committee, too, was formed to bring about systemic improvements, yet not a single one of its recommendations has been implemented to date.
International Tiger Day is being observed across the world today to raise awareness about tiger conservation, protect natural habitats, and address the declining numbers of wild tigers. It was established in November 2010 during the St. Petersburg Tiger Summit in Russia. Union Forest and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said that India has shown remarkable success in tiger conservation. Mr. Yadav highlighted that with 75% of the world's tigers counting to 3,682 spread across 58 reserves, India remains the global leader in tiger conservation. He added that this encouraging data reflects the health of the Indian forests and focus on conservation. Guru Purnima, also known as Vyas Purnima, is being celebrated today. The festival is dedicated to spiritual and academic teachers. On the occasion, people remember and pay their gratitude to their gurus who guide and shape their lives with their wisdom and blessings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings, saying that beyond imparting knowledge, a guru instills positive energy in their disciples, nurturing them with noble thoughts and virtuous values. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also extended his greetings, saying the Guru holds a supreme position in Indian culture, enriching the lives of disciples with the nectar of knowledge. Domestic equity markets opened sharply higher this morning, with the benchmark indices gaining nearly 1% each as investors awaited the U.S. Federal Reserve's policy decision. Sensex opened at 77,423.77, up 0.86%, while the Nifty started at 24,176.65, rising 0.80%. Sector-wise, most indices traded in the green in early deals. The death toll in the brutal state crackdown in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, has risen to 30 in the past 2 days, with many more injured. According to the local group, Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, the Pakistani military fired on tens of thousands of peaceful protesters, killing 25 people on Monday and 5 more on Tuesday. The POJK is currently engulfed with a wave of protests against the Pakistani authorities since months. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games 2026 in Glasgow, Gulveer Singh scripted history by becoming the first Indian athlete to win a medal in the men's event, claiming a silver. And that's the end of this news bulletin.